Eric Allen here inside our Florham Park studios. Let's bring in one of our resident draft experts here on NewYorkJets.com, Matt Miller. Matt, would wide receiver be intriguing for the Jets? I know they just picked up Brandon Marshall, one of the most productive receivers in the National Football League over the past decade, and he's going to be paired with Eric Decker. You have Jeremy Curley in the slot, but I know you love Kevin White. You actually have him graded ahead of Amari Cooper, and maybe one of those two guys is sitting there at six.
I would look at wide receiver at six. I really would, because Brandon Marshall is getting older. So I would not be surprised if receivers that pick at six. So if Kevin White or Amari Cooper are there at six, I would not be surprised. And I would actually love that move, especially I do have White graded higher, but Amari Cooper is so polished and versatile. He could play in the slot. He could play on the outside and would give them a guy who could come in and make plays right now. But he could also be your future with Brandon Marshall being a little bit older.
It would be a shock if any running back went in the top 10 in this coming draft. But with that being said, who do you think might be on the board if the Jets are sitting there in the second round or the third round? Guys who've caught your eye, because you've talked about this for a long time now. This is a deep and talented running back class.
It is. Duke Johnson, come out of Miami, a slasher who can run with some power, could be there at the top of round two. Tevin Coleman out of Indiana. He ran for 2,000 yards at Indiana, which is an amazing feat because he was all they had on offense. Everyone knew where the ball was going, and he still produced. He's a bigger back who runs upright. I think he'll be a starter in his rookie year. T.J. Yeldon out of Alabama, a power back who could catch the ball. Amir Abdullah out of Nebraska. These are all round two guys who would be there, and they're all different. They all give you a unique skill set. In round three, you probably get into guys like David Cobb, Jay Ajayi from Boise State, maybe Buck Allen from USC. So guys who could still be contributors, could still play day one. Maybe not starters who are, you know, carrying the ball 15 or 20 times, but could definitely come in and be a number two back.
At this point, Matt, how many first-round grades do you have on this draft class?
Right now, I have around 15 to 18 first-round grades. That could change, obviously. You know, there's still a couple pro days that we're going to see between now and then. There's still time for off-field issues to either come up or get answered. But I don't think this is a great draft class. It's a good class, but not a great one. There's a lot of depth. I think in rounds two and three, you can get starters. But in terms of, you know, looking at what we had last year with a historic draft class, it's not close to that. It's probably closer to what we saw like in 2011, which was a good class, but not a great one. And has produced quite a few stars in the NFL, guys like J.J. Watt. So hopefully we'll see a couple of those guys come out of this crop.